first four games, you get what you earn in this league, and we're 2-2, and that's what we've earned. And I think the thing that we haven't done is play consistently in all three phases. I think all three phases, we've had some inconsistencies in the first four games, and that's what we've been working on diligently to get fixed. And really, that's been the whole message to our team through this first quarter. And you know how we do it. We break the season down into quarters, and we've got to play more consistently.
Coach, before Sunday's game on CBS, Bill Cowher said he thought there was two teams, the Bears and the Falcons, that may have gotten away from their identity in this first quarter as a running offense as opposed to a passing offense.
Well, I didn't know that was said, but I can assure you, we have a plan and how we want to approach each and every game, and it doesn't change. And we try to approach our offensive game plan based on how people are going to try to defend us. At the core of what we do, we want to control the line of scrimmage on both sides of the football, and that's something that we haven't done consistently. And when you don't control the line of scrimmage, it can force you to get out of your game plan.
Mike, how much have you thought about last year's game, the playoff game against the Packers?
In terms of last year's ball game, as I've told our guys this week, this game is the most important game of the season for us because it's the next one. And I can assure you that it was definitely a learning experience for us as a team, like all games. Each day you go out there and play, you're going to learn something about yourself and you're going to learn something about your football team. And, I think there are a lot of lessons to be learned from that ball game. They were the better team. We didn't play very well. My hat's off to them, and they continued on and went and won a Super Bowl. And, they're a good team. A very good team, and we'll have our hands full this week, but we're looking forward to the challenge of competing against them. It's something that we had an opportunity to do last year twice, and we get to do it again this Sunday.
Coach, go ahead, Mike. My teams have shown they've been capable of taking away one, maybe two of Aaron Rodgers' options, but how difficult is it when a guy is able to understand what's being taken away and where to go somewhere else to be effective?
Well, I think some of his statistics through the first four games have just been unbelievable in terms of his quarterback rating and his completion percentage. When he's almost completing three out of four passes, there's no doubt that he has a great understanding of the passing game that Coach McCarthy has put put together up there. And he has a lot of weapons that you have to try to defend, and he seems to know where to go with the ball, and it's going to be important for us this week to try to be disruptive and not let him get comfortable in terms of his pocket presence, because he is a guy, and he did it to us last year, and it's something that we learned. He can really make some plays with his feet. In both ball games, he was able to have a presence to get away from pressure and get the ball down the field. But you watch this guy operate, and I don't know if there's a quarterback in the NFL right now that's playing more efficiently than Aaron. I'm very impressed with him and that whole offensive unit and how they're operating through these first four games.
What did you see in Julio to trade up in the draft to draft him, and what were your thoughts of what you've seen from him thus far this year?
Well, we felt like the skill set that Julio Jones has was something that we were looking for in terms of a wide receiver. He's a big, strong guy that really plays the game the way it's supposed to be played. And I think it really shows. It's easy for anybody to watch and see him and his pass-catching abilities. But when you really drill down and you watch this guy, you watch that he loves to block, he loves to mix it up, and he's a physical player, and that's what we saw. And we felt as an organization that was the best decision for us on draft day to add this player to our team to help us get better. And that's our ultimate goal each and every year, is to be a better football team than we were the year before. And, you know, Thomas and his staff have done a great job since we've gotten here with adding personnel each and every year.
When you look at Green Bay and all the weapons they have, does that factor into a decision in such a copycat league, and that Green Bay was the champions?
No, I don't. You know, it is a, you hear that term often, that it is a copycat league. You want to have as many weapons as you can, and each team is has completely different dynamics in how you're building your roster. You know, in each, I think each team has to realize that each and every year it's a completely different dynamic. It's always ever changing because of the way that the league is set up in terms of players coming on and off your roster during the off season, and also what happens during a season. You know, from week one to week four, you could be a completely different football team if certain circumstances occur. And, you know, we want to be a team, like I said, at the core of what we do is we want to control the line of scrimmage and make sure that we have an opportunity to find out how people are trying to defend us and then go attack on the offensive side of the ball.
Mike McCarthy described this as a game you circle on the schedule. How would you describe it? Is this a game that has meaning beyond just one game because the two of you are considered to be premier teams in the NFC?
I think that this game has a little bit more emphasis for us because it's a conference game, you know. And when we, you know, every game is important in the 16-game season. And the way that we approach them is we approach the next one's the most important, but we also are very aware of the circumstances that happen when you get into December. Some of the things that happen in your division games have a certain weight, and certain and things that happen in your conference have a certain weight in terms of determining if you're a relevant team in December or whether you're going to get an opportunity to play in the second season. So really, that's the only emphasis that we put on it, is that it is a conference game, and a conference game in terms of deciding who's going to be having an opportunity to play in the second season. So we don't circle, we don't circle games on our calendar. You know, we approach each and every one as the most important one, and we try to go out and prepare to get ourselves ready, and then we move on to the next one.
What have you seen from the Packers' defense this year, where they've kind of struggled compared to last year, where they played pretty well against just about everybody?
Well, they're a very talented. Very talented team that on defense. I'm very impressed with the multiplicity that Coach Capers can present for the offenses. And again, it's only through the first four games, and I think you can't put a whole lot of stock into just four games into a season. I think over the long run, you're going to see that defense is going to be one of the top defenses and playmaking defenses in the NFC or the NFL. They've got a lot of talent. Woodson is playing, I think, outstanding football. Raji's playing very well, and of course the linebackers are very athletic, and you've got to make sure that you have a plan on how you're going to take care of certain looks.
Dom's lost Nick Collins though for this season. Does that create an opportunity for your offense?
I don't know that it creates an opportunity. It's a misfortunate thing. I saw the play where Nick was injured, and it's unfortunate for him, but it's an opportunity for the next guy to step up. Injuries are always going to be a factor in the outcomes of games and outcomes of season. I'll just look back, and learn from last year when you saw how many guys went down for the Packers last year. They may have led the league in IRs, but they were able to continue to play effectively and efficiently, and that's my hats off to Coach McCarthy and his coaching staff for being able to plug guys in and keep rolling, and that's really what the teams that have sustainability are able to do.
Mike, you said you guys learned about yourselves from that playoff loss. So what exactly, without giving away the house secrets, what did you learn about yourselves?
Well, in terms of, you know, like I mentioned earlier, we learn something every day we go out there about ourselves. And we learn something about our football team and how we've got to approach things. And I think that was probably the biggest thing. Believe me, with the way our offseason went this past season, we had an opportunity to drill down deeper than we ever have, simply because we did not have the players on campus in March and April and May and through the middle of June. So we had an opportunity not only to drill down on what we do, but to drill down on what everybody else in the league is doing. And I know we've spent more time as a coaching staff doing that than we ever have, because we didn't have our players here on campus.
Right, even last year's last year, but isn't there a little bit more motivation because it was in your house, and, and now you get them in your house again?
Yeah, guys, the motivation for us is that this is the next game. As I said earlier, we take these games one game at a time. We're going to go and we start with a clean slate. You know, today was the first day of our preparation for the Green Bay Packers, and that's how we approach it. They're an outstanding team. Don't get me wrong. They are a team that's playing probably as well as anybody in the league right now. They're the Super Bowl defending champs, so we've got to be excited about that opportunity to play them. And I think it's going to be a great atmosphere here in the Georgia Dome, which is fun, for everybody involved, for the fans in Green Bay, for the fans in Atlanta, and for the people that are fortunate enough to have an opportunity to watch it live in the Dome this Sunday night.